Good evening, ladies and gents. What's up? Happy Monday. Welcome to Alpha Vets. Hello, hello, hello. Chris, what's up, man?
I'm good. I got a box. I had a box sitting on the front step. I just noticed.
Oh, yeah?
Got some cool stuff in here. Some change purses. Some bookmarks. Thank you, Jen and Lance. Look, Iz, did you ever think that you'd see our logo on some paper? On some paper?
No? I mean, yeah, I guess.
It's pretty cool. Sorry.
It's pretty cool.
It's the little things that get me excited.
Right on. Right on. What's up, everybody? Good to see you guys here. Happy Monday. Glad y'all made it through the weekend. Glad y'all made it through the weekend. Hopefully everybody's emotions are still intact.
Something happened?
There's always stuff happening, baby. Oh, you know. I deleted a lot of tweets today without sending them.
Did you? Were you in a mood this morning?
It's pretty much all day of, man, I want to voice my opinion, but at the same time, I'm not trying to stir it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But I tell you, man, conservatives get on my nerves. They do. They do. It's like, you got to pick one side or the other. Shut up.
No, I don't. I pick God's side.
Oh, it's just, there's so much confusion. There's so much. I'm going to get into it. I'm just letting you know right now.
Okay. Bring it.
That's mostly why I deleted the tweets. I was like, I'll just talk about it on the show. I don't need to. I don't know. I will say right off the bat that there's so much happening, especially in the Middle East and everything like that. And I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know everything, because I don't. That's for sure. But man, so does everybody else. Everybody thinks they're this expert at everything. They know everything that's going on because they did a decode on something that's probably not even correct. It just kind of gets me a little annoyed.
I think that there's nothing as it seems, and everybody needs to take a giant chill pill and just.
I do too. I mean, there's the nothing is as it seems. There's also chaos in the streets. There's, you know, paid protesters on each side of either pro Hamas, pro Palestine, pro Israel, or anti Israel. Now you got conservatives out here saying Iran is the new Russia. And I'm just like, y'all lose me a little bit. No, I'm sorry, but the Iranian people have been in pretty much captivity to the Islamic Republic for a long time, and now everyone's like, they're part of the plan. Iran, they're on our side. Who are you people? Who are you? Big accounts too. And it's just whatever.
It's
again,
you're right.
I don't know everything.
I don't either.
But they all act like they do. I mean, we're gonna discuss things, you know. Maybe put some different opinions in some different, but even then, I'm not saying that we're correct in any fashion. You know, that's one thing is we're all trying to figure this out. But people, an event takes place like this past weekend, and they're so concrete immediately on what's happening. I'm like, how can you have that firm of a stance when nothing has developed? Like nothing. Just drives me nuts.
Yeah. And meanwhile, good point, Crystal. There are still people in this country who think their government is on the up and up.
Dude, that was the most recent tweet I deleted. I was like, all right, so we got people that want to glass Iran, right? With all the people inside. We got people that want to glass Israel with all the people inside. Because of the deep state that is apparently all of a sudden only in Israel.
Right.
But what about the deep state in our country? Do you want to glass America? Like, I just don't understand. Like, everybody's just so anti this or anti that when what would God do, right? Would he destroy a nation if there were righteous people inside of it? In a biblical sense, no, he wouldn't.
And in a biblical sense, the word nation means people. It meant people, not land, not king. It meant people, a nation of people, period. So does that mean everybody in Israel is bad because there might be factions in the government that are bad? No.
That's what I'm saying, but like, there's so many conservatives or Anons that are just so anti-Israel everything. And people might be watching this and be like, well, you're biased because your name's Israel. That has nothing to do with it. I'm not Jewish. I'm not anything. I'm American and I'm pro-Jesus. So I just don't understand the whole Israel deserves it. The people deserve it.
So does that mean everybody in China deserves to die? Does that mean everybody in...
Right. I just don't get it.
In Iran? Iran was a good... Go back and look at pictures of Iran back in the 60s and 70s before the Ayatollah took over and turned them into the country that they are now. Iran is a prime example of what happens. North Korea, what happens when people stand by and do nothing and allow dictators to rule over them. So does that mean everybody... I'm sure there are plenty... I'll bet you money that the Christian church in Iran, in China, in all of these countries is stronger than the church right here in America.
It's actually already been proven. The church in Iran and the church in China are stronger and bigger than the church in America. Mm-hmm. But people don't look at that. They look at the Islamic Republic and they're like, glass them.
Yeah. I don't get
it. Crazy,
it,
man. It's crazy.
I'm sick of death. I'm sick of war.
I'm so sick of it.
I'm sick of war. As a veteran, I am sick of war. And I think we all are. Oh, we've been at war my entire life. Think about that. You too, Israel. Most of us, our country, this country, has been in some form of conflict for my entire life. I've not known.
We've been in every war.
Yeah, I've not known peace. We haven't known peace. I am sick of war, and I'm with you, dude. I am sick of everybody just casting a broad brush and saying, let's just bomb everybody. No, that's exactly what these people want. That's what the fallen angels who came down here and corrupted mankind, that's exactly what they want. Are there evil people in the Israeli government? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are there evil people in the... Yes. Are there evil people here in our government? Abso-freaking-lutely. Does that mean I deserve to die? You deserve to die, Israel?
No.
And just saying that is just... I'm with you. I deleted a lot of tweets today, too, sir. If you notice, I didn't really post a lot because I'm like, I just can't. It was everywhere. The minute it started this weekend, when you called me on Saturday, I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. Here we go. I can already see it now. Gosh.
Yeah, I know. I'm over here like, okay, well, stuff's popping off. I'm about to go see a movie. We haven't seen the Civil War movie.
I want to hear about this movie when we
it's
from what I understand, it was garbage.
A flaming piece of garbage. Yeah. I was so bored. Like there's no story. There was no story to it whatsoever. It was based on some photographers and it's taking pictures, and it was so poorly written. There was some like maybe 5 minutes of like some action stuff that kind of, you know, in the streets of like, you know, military wise that was happening that I found interesting. But out of almost a 2-hour movie, nah, I will never watch that movie ever again. No, thank you.
Pretty mad that you spent money.
I mean, I don't really hold on to that because like it's not gonna like it doesn't bother me that I did. But if I could go back, I would have stayed home.
Yeah, or went or go bowling.
Or go bowling. Yeah, one of the two.
There you go.
Anyway.
All right. What do you say? We start off with some prayer and then we just get rolling. And hello, chat. I don't even know if we said hello, but hello. got a little over 1,000 people in here right now, so I can't think of a better time to pray. But hello, I hope everybody had a fabulous weekend. Yeah, I did. My weekend was great.
Israel, that was mean, what you said to Chris about paper not understanding. What?
What?
I don't know.
He is mean to me, everybody. All the time. What are you doing? You didn't even say. Look, you see? He knows I'll speak the truth. I said, he is mean to me. You didn't even flinch.
I was reading. Sorry. I'm not mean to you.
I know you're not. He's not. He's not. All right. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Father. And we thank you once again for this opportunity to come together, to have fellowship, to worship you, and to speak truth to power in a world that is absolutely full of chaos. Father, we know that these events that we are seeing unfold every day, you know, every day it's something new. Every day it's another form of division. It's another form of them pushing hatred. And we just know, Father, that the reason we are seeing these things is because our enemy, those who have had control over this nation and over this world for a very long time, who have kept us all in the darkness through lies and deceptions. We know that we are seeing all this chaos unfolding in the world because you are lifting that veil. You are showing us a world that was always there. We were just too blind to see it. And we know that we are seeing these things because that enemy is flailing, because it is dying, because it knows who it is up against. We know that this is a spiritual war, Father. This has always been a spiritual war that we are in. And we just thank you so much for helping so many of us turn back, for opening our eyes, for removing those scales, for showing us the real world that we live in, and for giving so many of us the courage to stand tall and to speak the truth in a world that doesn't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. And we just thank you so much, Father, for putting us all in this situation that we are in now. Because Father, we know that you are with us, because you have shown us these things, because that we can see the things that are happening in the spirit. We have zero fear, Father. We have zero fear at all, because we know that these things must take place in order for us to restore this nation and to restore this world under you. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you each day for your guidance, for your wisdom, for your discernment that is so needed right now. We thank you for always having your hand stretched out and leading us down your path, Father. And we just thank you for having your arms around us every day. We know that that you are with us, that you are walking with us, that there is absolutely nothing, no sling, no arrow, no attack from the enemy that can touch us. I know you're with my family. I know you're with Israel's family. I know you're with everybody here in this chat tonight. And I know, Father, that for somebody's going to come across this video for the first time they're going to see Alpha Vets, and they're going to know with this prayer that you are speaking to them, that the things that they are seeing are really happening, that they are not crazy, Father, for thinking opposite of what the world wants them to think. And they are going to know too, Father, that you are speaking to them, that you are with them, that you are protecting them, that you are their provision, and that there is nothing to be afraid of. Father, we thank you for your protection over our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. They are doing everything in their power to try and go after this man, and we know why they are going after him. And we know that nothing, absolutely nothing that they do to him is going to work. Everything will fail, and everything will boomerang on them tenfold, and that they will wish they had never messed with this man or tried to do the things that they did in this country. And Father, we know that we will see justice very soon, that we will see the righteous people in this country take a stand and stand tall and do what needs to be done in order to restore this great republic of ours. And We thank you, Father, for those good men and women that are working behind the scenes to help do just that. We know that you have raised up many, that you have given many the courage, and that you are giving many the courage every day to do the right thing, to do what needs to be done in order to help us restore this country. And Father, we thank you for all those you have anointed. We know that you have anointed many. We know that you are speaking through many prophets. There are many people you are using right now, Father, and we just know that you will continue to speak through them to us, so that we have that news before the news. So when we see these things happen around us, we already know whose hand is at work. And Father, we know that you will continue guiding them and protecting them as well. And Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful community we have here at Alpha Vets. We know, Father, that you will be with us tonight. You were with us every night when we have this podcast, and we are just so thankful to have this opportunity to be together. We just know that you will help us continue to grow this community, Father, to spread this message far and wide, all over this country and all over the world. For we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, brother. Mm-hmm.
What you drinking on? I got some cran apple juice.
Ooh. Ooh, yum.
Ooh, yeah. So is so, real quick.
Yeah.
I know what you did this weekend.
Were you watching me?
No, I talked to you on Saturday.
So I didn't do a whole lot then.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I went to a baseball game. It was amazing. Did you see the picture? Did you see what my dog did to his My Pillow?
I did.
My dude, I came through the door. He's waiting. Like, we came through the garage door, and he's just sitting there, just wagging his tail, like, "Hey guys!" And then was like looking, like, "Look what I have done! Look at the mess! Look at what I have created!" The best part is my man started snorting though, because I guess he got some of that in his nose a little bit, and I'm like,
mm-hmm. Got that My Pillow. Went
a little Hunter Biden on the My Pillow. Yeah.
Nice.
But what's funny is we had just ordered him a new one Thursday, because that one got a hole punctured in it. So my wife was like, he can just use it until the new one comes, which came today, thankfully. But my dog, you know, he gets toys, and within a couple of days, they're gone. They're obliterated. He likes to get the squeaker out of them. It's like a little treasure hunt for him.
For sure.
And, you know, as soon as he makes a little hole, it's on. He will not stop until every bit of fluff is out of that toy and the squeaker. And then the squeaker will be laying there, chewed all the pieces with the pile of fluff next to it. Like, that's right, I did that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I told him, well, I was like, I don't know if he finds that hole. It's going to be a challenge. He's going to take that as a challenge. And sure enough, when we got back, that thing was just
torn to shreds.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hilarious. You can't even get mad at that. I was like, that's hilarious. Cause he was just sitting there like, yeah, I did it. What's up?
Yeah. My dog, he's almost two now. And he's never teared anything apart except his own stuffed animals. Not one thing. It's been great.
He doesn't. That's I can't even remember. I don't think. Well, yeah, he did. One time there was a thunderstorm. He don't like thunder. He doesn't like it.
I love thunder.
And we weren't home, so I don't know if it made him mad because he couldn't get to the thunder. But he had ripped his dog bed up. But that was like years ago. But so normally it's just toys. He'll tear toys up in a heartbeat. I buy him just so I can get the pleasure of watching him enjoy himself tearing him to shreds.
He gets super excited. Like every time there's a new toy, he's like, what? Best day ever. Yeah.
Best day ever. Yeah. Best day ever. Did we just become fun. Best friends? Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
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 So,
guys, over the weekend, starting off with this, since we already talked about it a little bit, over the weekend, we had this whole Chris, I got a couple questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
How odd is it that all of a sudden in this, I don't know, new type of generation warfare, we like to tweet what we're going to do before we do it?
I would say, Israel, that if I was a military commander, that would not be at the top of my list of things to do before I did, you know. I would not announce that I'm going to attack anybody. And I believe a certain president, who still is the president, said that America would never telegraph its plans or tell you what they're going to do. But it's amazing. It's amazing since Joe Biden has been in there playing the role as president that militaries all over the world just want to let the enemy know what they're going to do. It's amazing. It's amazing.
We've now launched missiles. They're going to reach Israel in about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Prepare accordingly. Like that just blows my mind. And this stuff even goes back to, I remember in October. I mean, me and you have talked about all the time when I think it was like a day or two after that escalation happened that people were posting that special forces have announced that they've arrived on the scene.
Yeah.
And this is when the special forces are like, hey guys, we're here. Let's go to work.
Hey guys, in case you're wondering, SEAL Team 6, we in the house.
I monitored like how it was rolling out. And, you know, going through Twitter. Now, obviously, if you guys aren't on X, Twitter, whatever, X is where you're going to see everything first. Just going to let you know right now. That's where I am most active. That is, you know, that's just where it is. However, as that news started rolling out, I was watching who the accounts were coming from or who the reports were coming from. And this initial report that first shot off came from someone who worked at Axios. And then you're probably 5, 6, 7 big accounts, like $1 million or million follower accounts, shot it out, and then it hits the next level, shoots out. But it starts with like one account saying, the White House told me this. And I just find it interesting, like, how can we all take this for what's actually happening, especially when we're telegraphing what our moves are? Mm-hmm. Iran's out here supposedly telling you what they're going to do. Israel's just recently, Israel is now saying that apparently, okay, Israel's now saying that they are ready for a retaliation. And the strike is coming within the next 24, 48 hours. Again, what? We just announced our moves in the military. Israel has one of the best militaries in the world. And they're just on Twitter saying, yeah, 24, 48 hours. Here we go. All right, Iran, you ready? You ready? And then Iran comes out and says, hey, you retaliate, we're going to use something we've never used before.
I saw that. I laughed.
So what are you talking about? A nuke? Is that what you're? I'm telling you, like, so I see like the, I understand there is conflict. There's always been conflict in the Middle East. And as long as evil's around, there's always going to be conflict. I still remember a prophecy from Kim. He said, what you should be worried about is when there's major peace deals between these nations. Because that's when we start getting to actual in the end times. Like the end game. There's always going to be, you know, conflict with, especially between Israel. Israel's the center of everything. It's always been the center. It's God's holy land. I know someone will take that and be like, you Pharisee lover. But no, again, this goes to glassing all these countries that if there was good people, good Christian people inside, would God want this to happen? Absolutely not. I just don't understand how we can go through these different reports that constantly come out, and then you see these videos come out of people, you know, missiles and all that stuff. I get missiles and stuff may be real. There's also a lot of footage that isn't real. Even like, I have no disrespect towards them at all, but even Amir, like, I understand he's in Israel. I understand, mm-hmm. like, he knows a lot that's going on. But even then, if we're not in the military, especially when certain operations are so high level classified, how would he even know what's truly happening behind the scenes? Because all the projecting online of what their moves are, what this country's moves are, that part looks like to me that the media and everybody else is trying to get a rise out of people to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see any other. And so now what do you see today? We got New York, people burning the flag and all this stuff. We got the Golden Gate Bridge being shut down by pro-Palestine people. You got highways being shut down in Oregon. You got Chicago. It happening in Chicago and Florida and Washington. So also now all these things are popping off within the U.S. So, I mean,
the 4-6%. Are starting to really show us who they are.
Well, that too, and we have to take into account for all the paid actors and all this stuff that are part of these protests. I'm not gonna lie though, man. If I see the American flag burning next to me, I'm not gonna hold my cool.
They wouldn't do it in front. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it.
You'd see me in handcuffs on live TV.
Probably. If they knew that they were around a bunch of hardened veterans, they would not burn that flag. I promise you that. They wouldn't do it. Here's what's crazy. What'd you see today? You see people in your own country screaming death to America and all of this stuff. You got people who they've allowed to flood across your border coming here saying death to America while living off of your tax dime, while being put in shelters off of your tax dime, given health care off of your tax dime, food, you name it, but death to America. It's all part of we are in the middle. I know we've said it a million times in the show, but this is what color revolutions look like.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
And you know, what did Kim say? He said, political, social, economical upheaval, deluge, leading into summer. And now you're starting to see all these things happening in Syria. Now I know it's not to the same escalation of what it was in the summer of love 2020, but it could escalate into that based off what the media and everything they continue to do with these paid actors and everything like that that are pushing out there. I'm sorry, but most of these people aren't protesting because most of these people don't even know what they're protesting. They're just there. Either paid or just, like you said, 4-6% gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
That are just so caught up in the demonic narrative that they just think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, how does this stand that we have someone burning the flag in New York City while someone right next to them is waving, was it the Palestinian or the Hezbollah flag? One of the two?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Chanting, America's going down. But it's peaceful. It's peaceful. You know, they're not making a mockery of everything that this nation's value stood for. Conquer, divide and conquer. That's what they've been doing through each and every country, and it's been ramping up so much here in the U.S. Obviously, 2020 was really bad, but it's always something. It's always some narrative. It's either black versus white. It's either vaxxed or anti-vax, Muslim versus Christian.
Republican, Democrat.
Republican, Democrat. It's always some form of division. And I'm just, do I get irritated with like the liberal agenda? 1,000%. Yes, I hold conservative values, but even conservatives fall into the trap of I don't believe in picking a side, is what I'm seeing, because I want to see what's actually happening. Because let's be honest, none of us know what's actually happening behind the scenes. We don't. But I can tell you that, you know, I know there's a deep state in Israel. I know that the Islamic Republic in Iran has been oppressing the people for decades. But the people in Iran want to get out of that. The people in Israel don't want to be caught up in a holy war. And then we got Ukraine over here. Who between them and Russia, where we're fighting a Nazi regime.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have a hard time picking a side of what to do in regard to military strength. Because what do you do? I mean, you can't glass these nations. You can't go and sacrifice innocent blood, whether it's in Palestine, Israel, Iran, anywhere. There's got to be some sort of common ground, but it's very tough. And like I said in the beginning, conflicts always happen in the Middle East. Like, this stuff isn't necessarily new. However, it is the first time, supposedly, in a long time. I don't know if it's the first time exactly at all, but that Iran didn't use a proxy with these so-called attacks in Israel. It supposedly came straight from Iran, which doesn't happen. But, I mean, even now we got old Speaker Johnson, who is pushing four bills, standalone bills, Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and something to do with TikTok. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Speaking of Mikey, was in Mar-a-Lago on Friday night. With the press. And everybody's like, why is he? I saw a lot of people. Why is Trump backing this guy? Number one, he puts everybody front and center. But from a political standpoint, if you watch the speech, he talked about voter ID, that non-citizens shouldn't be voting. That's already a rule, ladies and gentlemen. It's already illegal to vote in our elections if you are not a citizen of this country. So why would Trump bring the Speaker of the House to Mar-a-Lago and give you a speech about something that's already illegal? Think about it from a political standpoint. So now, are you going to get these vultures on the left to start standing up? Because we've already got to see them. What have you learned in the last 3 years, since Trump's been on the scene? Your justice system is corrupt. Every facet of your government is corrupt. It's somewhere there's corruption everywhere. Now, I believe he's played him again, because he already got him on the abortion issue. Done. That one's null and void. Null and void, okay? Not everybody liked his stance on it, but it's null and void because he cornered him. He's like, I'll give you, sure, because that's their first argument, right? It's always rape, incest, health of the mother, blah, blah, blah. So you got him on that one. Now he's going to have, watch. You're going to see him on the left. You're going to see these Democrats, these liberal Democrats, start whining because you want to secure our voting systems and have voter ID.
It's amazing.
He's already got it. I promise you, that's what that was all about Friday. It's to get people talking about it, right? You bring the speaker. Now, mind you, when have you ever seen the speaker go down and hang out with an ex-president.
Why is everybody going to see Trump?
That's all I'm saying. When have you seen any of this? Never.
I mean, never. Obviously we know Trump is the true leader. Mm-hmm. I mean, from any standpoint, whether he's still in office or not, mm-hmm. like he runs, he makes one comment to someone and, you know, it's, but that's a tough thing for me too. It's just like with Johnson. I mean, he had that whole Fauci stance, you know, just glaring at him. And I just,
you got to think, Israel, we talked about it. Like, how do we know? I'm just throwing this out there. You know, for all you know, this is the second time Mike Johnson has met with President Trump. The second time. Yeah. How do you know he's not being told? If you are trying to trap an enemy, a very wild, nasty enemy, sometimes you got to be willing to look like the bad guy. That's all I'm going to say. The jury's still out on the guy. From where we're all sitting right now, he looks like he's kowtowed to the Democrats. It looks bad, right? But again, are you surprised? This is why I don't understand why people let this stuff rile them up. Like, we've seen how corrupt they are for going on 7 years now. It should be no surprise to anybody. Yeah, it's frustrating to watch, but you know my favorite saying, frustrating for you, eye-opening for others. Because the goal, true, again, is to get as many people's peepers open to what's really taking place in this country. So for all we know, when all is said and done, I will stand by the fact that there are people we think are good that are not on our side. And there are people we think are bad that are playing, doing their part. They're going to take the heat for right now in order to cage this wild animal that we're trying to cage here in this country. It's already caged. Now the goal is to keep it from lashing out and killing people and taking people down in the process, right? If you're trying to save a nation and the people, you got to do it in steps. And you don't think that these people have shown you they don't care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your families. They don't care about your children. So strings have to be cut slowly, yes? So how do we know that we aren't just watching this bomb be diffused and these layers peeled back and everybody playing their part? We don't know. We can get upset by what we see, but that's not going to do us any good.
Right. And you know, I think I'm not going to use, I don't want to use the word scripted because I believe everything's based off game theory, right? Mm-hmm. Moves and counter moves. I believe everything is very real. But from a military intelligence point of view, when you're good at what you do, it's easier to predict their moves based off the moves you are intending to make. Again, mm-hmm. chess, right? Full-on game theory. Because, like, just take this whole Iran-Israel thing. Like, I'm seeing conservative accounts saying Iran is part of the plan that they're in with Trump. And I'm like, so we're just launching 350 rockets at a nation of Israel? And that's just part of the plan? Like, if that footage is real, that seems like a very risky plan. Because let's be honest, if any of those rockets landed, because Israel's defense took out 99% of it, which is pretty impressive. But if any of those rockets landed within Israel, it'd be a whole different story, right? It'd be a whole different story. And we'd probably end up being in World War III at that. So I think you have to, you know, I believe there's a lot of very real moves that are being made. Like, this is a battle of good versus evil. Not everything is rainbows and butterflies. Like, something will happen and be like, oh, that's part of the movie. I don't like that. Because there's so many things that are unpredictable. No one can predict a perfect script. Mm-mm. You know? So it's just, it's also very interesting, especially with everything that's going on in Congress and what Johnson's doing. This whole thing with Johnson and Trump, I mean, I'm just kind of sitting, waiting, and seeing how this plays out. Kind of looks like he's getting Fauci'd at the same time. I don't know. I don't know. If there's something else happening behind the scenes, you got to think that a lot more people in Congress know about what's really happening, and maybe they're being pushed to play a part or something like that. You know, deal like 17 said, deals had to be made, or 90% of Congress would be in prison. Or you know, or just like what Johnson's comments about Pfizer, you know, how he was so against it. And all of a sudden he said he got brought to the skiff. And ever since he went there, he flipped, right? So I'm like, either this dude encountered a CIA narrative or something like that that pushed him into a certain direction, or potentially, I don't know, that something else was, it needed to stay open for something else. I mean, Pfizer works both ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a game being played, but in a very real scenario.
Yep.
And for anybody to come out and say that they know exactly what they did because they did a decode off of a 17 post that was made 6 years ago, I highly doubt you figured it out. You know, we can get breadcrumbs. Sure. But I don't know.
I'm with you. I did find it odd that he came out. He's like, if we don't pass the Pfizer, a lot of people are going to die. And I'm like, what?
There's about? A lot that doesn't make sense.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't.
How are you gonna make a comment like that and not explain? Like what? How can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is actually happening then? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds, like, I opened it up because this is gonna read, you know, when all else fails, you just go back to the Bible, right?
Sure.
So now this again, this is Matthew 24, right? The destruction of the temple and the signs of the end times. Now what does it say? It says, and Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? And Jesus said, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of birth pains. So when you hear about, anytime I see the, we're going to attack in 48 hours, I'm like, man, if this ain't wars and rumors of wars.
But what does it also say?
Right?
It says nations will come against nations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like I said in the beginning, until the end, until Jesus returns, there's always going to be some sort of conflict in the Middle East. Unless there's an end time peace deal, you know? Where things get really serious. That's when people should really start worrying.
Mm-hmm.
But wars and rumors of wars, do not fear birthing pains.
Right. It said nation against nation. Again, nation in the original Hebrew was people. People. It meant people that are alike. Okay. Like Christian, right? Nation. So you got people against other people. You got this division everywhere, like Israel just said earlier. Division everywhere, division tactics everywhere. And it says kingdom against kingdom. Now that's where countries start going after each other too. So nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. You're seeing all of it. And I believe a certain letter of the alphabet said it was going to be biblical.
I mean, it is biblical.
It is.
You know, it's actually funny because, you know, it's one of the things that like Kevin doesn't really, Kevin will never go into teaching end times.
Mm-hmm.
he's more just like, why preach about the end times when I could preach the gospel? And, you know, like preaching about the end times is just, I wouldn't say pointless to him, but I, shoot, where was I going with this? End times. I had a thought. I had a good one.
I hate when that happens.
Shoot.
It'll come back to you when we're not thinking about it. That's how it works for me.
I apologize, everybody. I lost
it. It's okay.
It happens. He doesn't speak about end times, but. What does he do? What does he do?
What does Kevin do? Kevin doesn't teach about the end times. He would rather teach about... No,
I know the first sentence I had, but I lost it. Someone said, I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts. The United States Republic going on BRICS last week. Fake news.
What was it?
That's my opinion.
Nope. I don't buy that one bit. I don't buy it one bit. Sure don't.
If anything, we'd go just gold standard. We wouldn't be joining some.
No, it would just be the United States.
We're not the United States at that point. I mean, again, there is NATO, though. So,
oh, I can't wait till the day comes when NATO no longer exists. That terrorist organization—that's all it is.
Kim did prophesy it would be torn down, yeah. Which seems kind of like crazy. Just the concept of that happening—it's very hard to see, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It would have to be something absolutely just something so major we can't wrap our heads around for that to be dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be like some major, major corruption inside of NATO. Obviously, we know NATO's full of corruption, but something would have to come to the forefront that would be absolutely mind blowing to a lot of people. However, at the same time, with all this happening, now, mind you, we don't know what is going to happen in the coming days. Will this whole thing in the Middle East escalate in some fashion? Who knows? The whole current ceasefire, like just the one-time attack, seems really weird to me. I do believe there could be a military operation. I know people have mentioned saving Israel for last and everything like that. I get all that, but what's also interesting is a lot of people are talking about what are precious metals going to do. Now, I do not believe that precious metals need any type of war escalation to move of what they're projected to do, of what we've been talking about for a long time. And even if this did escalate into some fashion, precious metals could go a couple different ways. Now, we could see precious metals continue to rise, break through, and just skyrocket. Or hear me out. Some people may not like to hear this. You could see a major sell-off because of liquidation for a wartime thing. If it did escalate, okay? If it did escalate, you could see a major sell-off to get liquidation in some fashion, and you could see it drop extremely low, which would be a massive opportunity for many people because it wouldn't stay there. I could see that happening. Do I believe it's going to happen? No. I think
I'm buying more.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of it.
I forget his name. He's been in here forever. He said, is it Ronnie? Or he said, I guess I'll be in ramen for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's exactly,
yeah.
I would.
It's like I'm eating ramen. Yeah, dead serious. I'm buying more if it drops.
If it dipped down to like, I mean, like 12 bucks. Can you imagine? Be a massive opportunity. Massive opportunity to buy. And honestly, at that point, you would see all the countries go in and buy everything. I think at that point, then right after, you'd see it skyrocket again. And that's would be a good spot for bullion dealers to be like, yep, we're done. Because not only did we just lose a massive amount of inventory, but now we're not sure what to sell it at as it continues to spike. Or none of that could happen and we could just see it continue to go up. I know silver is what, just above 29 right now?
It's at 29.11.
29.11. Could reach 30 here.
It was going to hit 30 Friday before they threw everything in the kitchen sink at. Well, it's crazy.
Everything.
If you go look at the graphs, gold and silver at the same time, massive, just boom. I was like, dang, man, they hit them both simultaneously, like just crazy. And look, it didn't do any good because gold went back over 24, went over 2400 for a little bit today, and it's hovering right around 2400 an ounce. Silver's already back over $29 an ounce. So all that shorting they did and squeezing didn't do jack squat, did it?
Right.
What are you laughing
Rodney
at?
Said, I'm here eating ramen now.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, she kissed 30 for about a second. And they went right down. But they can continue to try.
Let them do it. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying watching all of this play out because I know the sheer panic they are all feeling right now. Because when silver gets over that $30 mark, the banks are really going to start sweating.
Right.
Really going to start sweating.
Well, that's all right. So there's so many different avenues of like chaos right now. So we got unrest happening in the streets, or not to mention, I'm just going to play this real quick. You guys remember this, right?
The wall, there's a wall being built that will not be completed for a takeover. Already a plan. Iran, you have wicked plans. Your wickedness cannot be covered. I've seen you, says the Lord. I've already spoken about you.
I mean, go ahead.
Is.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if I was planning things out, if I was gonna plan all this out, man, would I not use all of Kim Clement's prophecies to do it?
What?
If I was gonna plan out Endgame,
yeah,
I sure would use a lot of his prophecies. I mean,
who?
Like, for instance, that one. The fact that he says there's a wall that won't be finished. And I'm like, man, those were given years ago. So if I am planning things out, right. If I am planning things out, I'm like, well, this is what has been prophesied. So, hey.
Right. So, hey. Glenn Beck had an interesting, which made me think of that. He had an interesting point that made me think of that prophecy. And he was talking about, all right, so Iran and Israel is surrounded, right? Iran doesn't have everything to do what they want to do. Iran supposedly says that they will retaliate, again, just back and forth, if Israel does something. And if the U.S. gets involved. Now, what would be a better way than to infiltrate an open border and send in cells like Hezbollah and Hamas and all these proxies to infiltrate the United States? So if things did escalate, you could attack America from within. That's what I would do. if I was a terrorist or you know, the Islamic Republic, I should say, that's what I would do. All I'm saying is keep your head on a swivel, because I'm not saying we should live in fear, because I believe we are protected. If that's what you believe, if you have faith and you are trusting in the Lord, I believe you are protected. It's also smart to be aware of your surroundings. And I mean, just the other, there's shootings happening at malls and stuff. There's another one at the Mall of America. It wasn't a shooting. It was some scuffle, but it kind of blew up on social media. Just, I don't, you know.
Well, anyway. Something's going to happen. Something is going to happen on our soil. It's inevitable with the amount of people that are here that have come across the border. Mm-hmm. So I see people all the time. Well, when's the military gonna? Why isn't the military stepped in yet? They can't. There would have to be a special set of circumstances for them to act here in America, and that is because of the Posse Comitatus Act.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they have to, in order for the military to do anything on U.S. soil, either A, there has to be a direct threat, an attack, something that, you know, which I think is going to happen. And then they have to get written authorization from Congress. From Congress. They can't just do, something has to happen in order to that to come to fruition. So
right.
Do I believe that that event's going to happen? 100%. I do.
I think there's going to happen. I don't want to proclaim anything on the nation or anything, but I feels like something's going to happen within the U.S. I mean, God did say that there would never be something on the scale of 9/11 in our generation.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, with an open border, that's easy. You're basically inviting it in, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I don't care who you are. Like, you could be some random supercell that just walked in the border and look at that. And not only that, they're giving you a visa.
Yeah. I mean, I still stand by my statement that I don't think we have an election. I just don't see them allowing it to get to that point, because they know right. The more they attack this dude, the more popular he becomes. It's clearly obvious who's going to win if we get to an election. It's clearly obvious. Mm-hmm. That's why you're seeing all the lawfare. If they thought they had it in the bag, they wouldn't be trying to throw their political opponent in prison. All right? So something is going to happen. And if it doesn't, great. I'll be there voting on November 5th. I'll be there with the rest of you voting. I'm not going to be one of these. Well, I'm not going to vote. Well, then you got nothing. Don't say anything then, when you got no right to say anything. If you mm-hmm. don't go vote, you're just handing it to them on a silver platter. Again, yeah, the reason they had to sell you the lie that 81 million people actually voted for Joe Biden is because so many of us got off our butts and went and voted in 2020. I've told you, that was the first time I've ever voted in my life was in 2020. Mm-hmm. I know I wasn't the only one that was their first time voting ever, because we saw what was going down. Mm-hmm. So, but I am of the belief that something is going to go down before then, that all will be revealed and there will be an uncovering of great evil. Why do I believe that? Well, because it's been prophesied and I am firmly rooted in prophecy. So,
absolutely. And, you know, there's also another scenario I was thinking about. With this escalation, supposedly, with whatever happens, it'd be a good way to knock down the markets, right? With a supposed conflict.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a pretty easy way. Now, if you look at the Bank of Japan, now they've been selling treasuries for a little while now. Nothing too extreme. But everybody's been waiting for Japan, the Bank of Japan intervention in what's going on with their currency, because the United States dollar is rising against it. They said when it reached around 153, they were looking for intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is spiked. It has went from 148 to 154 in the last month, since mid-March. So it's falling pretty fast. And not to mention, so if people aren't aware, Japan holds $1.1 trillion worth of bonds, worth of treasuries. So if they were, if there's some type of intervention that they're about to happen, that's about to happen, and we start to see a major sell-off of the bond market, which is the biggest market in the world, is your bond market. I mean, this would send the U.S. dollar into hyperinflation. Not to mention, it's going to hurt a lot of people, including the yen itself. But I'm not really sure what you do other than start selling off these treasuries to, you know, maybe do something for your currency. Thinking of as a nation, as your own nation. And once the sell-off starts, it would not be pretty. And this is where hyperinflation would come into play. The dollar would die pretty quick. Your hyperinflationary event would kick in, and the U.S. stocks, everything would crash. And you'd see your dollar go from, again, that loaf of bread would be $6 to... Did I just freeze?
For a minute, yeah.
Whoa. Did I freeze?
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah, we're good now. But you're right. That's why, if you know, gas is going up, like it keeps going up. We only have 17 days of oil in our reserves, thanks to Bonehead up there draining our oil reserves in order to manipulate the gas prices prior to the 2022 midterms. But that's another reason, Israel, that I believe something is going to happen here on our soil. They need a conflict. They need something to pop off because our economy is on matchsticks. Yeah, we can all agree on that.
Oh, it's bad.
If the economy was so great, they wouldn't have to go out of their way to sell you on how awesome it is, knowing that we know the opposite. Right. Mm-hmm. But that's why they repeat the lie enough, people begin to believe it. So if the economy was so great, they wouldn't have to try and sell you that it was so great, because we would just know, like we did for 4 years when Trump was in office, because we all had more money in our pockets. Gas was $1.85 a gallon. You could go get a dozen eggs for $2. You see what I'm getting at? So they need conflict, because a conflict would be a perfect cover to mask their financial ineptitude and how stupid they are. And because when the economy does crash, they would love to have a conflict to blame it on, is what I'm
absolutely
getting at.
Absolutely. Chris, give me a random salary number.
Just random?
Yeah, just whatever.
80,000.
All right. You make 80,000 a year. Let's go to January 2020, or let's, 2000, sure. April.
I remember if you made 80K a year, you were considered wealthy in this country. If you made
80,000 in the year 2000 has the same buying. Oh, no data for them. Let's go to March. Has the same buying power. $148,000.
So you, in order to. Yep. Sounds about right. Sounds about right. So when everybody gets, I'm making 100K. Congratulations. You're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Let's see what I got there. So let's just go. Oh, I ain't going back that far. Let's go to 2022. See what is 100. Well, let's go back to that 80,000.
Yeah, go back to that 80.
See what happens in 2 years. Almost $9,000.
What about 2020?
2020?
Yeah. Look at that.
$16,000.
Dang. Look at what a difference 2 years make. Dang.
That's wild. That's wild, isn't it? Like your dollar is dead, by the way.
It's dead. Dead as a doornail. Dead as a doornail, man.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Great. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see.
Nothing
here.
To see.
Crazy stuff, man.
It is crazy.
I, you know, today, Boss Man's
another corrupt trial started today with jury selection in New York. You had all, did you see? I think it was Newsmax. They're interviewing a guy standing outside the courthouse saying he's like guilty of some of the most provable crimes ever. And they, well, can you give us one? Which one's provable? And he's like, I'm done talking. It's the best. That's when you know you're brainwashed. That's when you know you're brainwashed. You want to hit him, just hit, ask him to prove any of the crap they say. He's liable of blah, blah, blah. He's guilty of this. But what's he guilty of? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently Trump fell asleep twice.
That's great. I hope he did. I hope he did.
Yeah. I mean, I seen it and I just... Of course, the left will be like, oh, he's falling asleep like Sleepy Joe.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was from CNN. So, you know...
It was super like...
Yeah, were they trying to paint him as like, look, he disrespectfully fell asleep. And I'm like, I'd fall asleep too if I knew I wasn't guilty.
Yeah, like a waste of time. Like it is a waste of time. Yeah, I'm taking a nap. The dude probably doesn't sleep.
And then the judge said that he had to be there every day. And if he didn't, he's going to throw him in jail. I hope Trump does. President Trump, please go to your son's graduation. You can't miss your son's graduation, man. And
yeah.
I think we all know. I'm going to tell you, right? I'm going to be highly disappointed if he doesn't go to his son's graduation and give the double barrel to this corrupt judge.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the double barrel, what's for, and go to your son's graduation. And you will have 200 plus Americans firmly behind you on that decision, I promise you.
Yeah, he's over here tweeting, or not tweeting, truthing.
Yeah, why he's in court. Yeah.
That's when you just don't care about where you're at, you know?
And the fact that they're going to allow them. Did you see the stuff they're going to allow to be used in court as evidence? Like stuff that's not even relevant to the case just to try and paint a bad picture of the dude. It's absolutely hilarious. It's a kangaroo court. Again, it's not for you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it pisses you off. But it's not for you. It's for the people who still aren't paying attention, who still haven't figured out that their court, their justice system in this country is highly corrupt. And if they can do what they're doing to a president, then they can easily do it to you when they have no need for you. And that's what the left doesn't understand. They don't understand they're being gleefully marched over down a path that they cannot recover from once it's too late. They don't get it. They don't get that they've been blindly brainwashed into a frenzy to blindly hate somebody in order to have every one of their freedoms taken away from them. They just don't get it. And that's why I don't get angry, because I know they don't get it. I know they don't. And I'm going to keep preaching and preaching and preaching until they do. Some of them aren't. Some of them are completely gone. They're lost forever, but I firmly believe there's more good than bad in this country and that we need to be doing everything possible to try and help people get it, to try and get them to understand where we're heading as a nation.
I do really feel that, like, you know, how God continues to pull the veil back. And I do really feel that He is shedding light on a lot of people who you shouldn't surround yourself with. And this goes for the left and the right. I do really feel like God is calling out to people that want to actually make a difference, that want, that are humbled, that just, you know, that just want to do what He wants to do. Like in any aspect, like, yeah, I tell God all the time, just do what you want. Like, I'll do it. I'll give you glory for everything. Just like this whole show. You know? This was all God. This is nothing. We're just a couple dudes, right?
Couple dudes.
Just a couple of dudes. And in the future, when we're doing big things, still just a couple of dudes. Like, but I feel like he's separating a lot. And he's like, you know how in Kim's Prophecy he says, Well, even in scripture, if those humble themselves, mm-hmm. right? I truly believe that's the biggest point. Are we truly being humbled, or are we still caught up in the game of you being better than someone else or something like this, or wanting to be, I guess there's nothing wrong with wanting to be the best, obviously. I get that. Like, you should always be striving to be better. But man, do I just feel like God is just showing the veil on a lot of people, and it's really starting to show, and I'm here for it. And then I wonder sometimes why I don't really know a whole lot of people. Or, you know, I really had like a revelation moment. I was like, you know how you get those doubts in your head mm-hmm. and stuff like that from time to time. And then you run into someone that starts talking. And you're like, wow, I am a lot better than I thought I was, you know, because the things that are coming out of their mouth. It's just, it really gives you perspective. It's like, wow, there's still a lot of really terrible people on both sides. On both mm-hmm. sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Yep.
It's wild.
Israel. I got some stuff to give away.
I do too.
All right. Well, let's have some fun.
Okay. Let's
start off the week with a bang. I got all kinds of goodies. So before we get started, the first one I'm going to give away, the very first thing I'm giving away, if you own No Silver, all right, we're going to get to all of you who own and got a... If you don't own any, I want to bless you with one of these 2 ounce Michael Flynn coins. So if you don't own any silver, that means you zero. Honor system. God is watching.
I am also going to give an ounce of silver to someone who does not have any.
All right.
I also got more. So
yeah,
this 1 ounce will go to someone as well.
Okay.
And then we'll do sponsors, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Are you looking for a guide through all the psychological operations that are happening throughout the world? You can get Session 1 and Session 2 of Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, written by General Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler. You can go to alphabets.online and click the link for more info. You want some customized tumblers, coffee cups, or even some Alphabets tumblers? You can go to Harley's Doggy Dog World and use the Alphabets promo code. A variety of tumblers, coffee cups, etc. You can use the Alphabets promo code, cealphabets.online, for more info. Introducing Manly Cans. Not only are the cans awesome and reusable, but there are a variety of packages built for you. Whether it's the carnivore can, the protein can, the coffee can, or the 6-gallon snackage can, Manly Cans are great for a gift, or if you want the ultimate snack attack. Family businesses and family is important. See alphabets.online for more info. You can go to mypillow.com/alphabets and use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off. If you want some of the best sleep you'll ever experience, there are a massive range of items. Whether you're looking for smooth sheets that keep you cool, grab the Giza sheets. If you're looking for a MyPillow with cooling technology, grab the MyPillow 2.0. If you want to walk on a cloud, grab the MyPillow slippers. There are items for everyone in your family, yes, even your furry family members. Use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off at MyPillow.com/Alphabets. If you're looking for some Alphabets gear to rep your favorite podcast, wink, wink, go to GodFirstGear.com and you can use the Alphabets promo code on everything in the store. Yes, everything. There are Alphabets hoodies, shirts, mouse pads, and more items to come as well. GodFirstGear.com for your official Alphabets apparel. Remember to use the Alphabets promo code. We have entered in one of the biggest bubbles in U.S. history. There are many liquidity issues across all banks, over the nation, and over the world. Between branches constantly closing and even some not allowing withdrawals, the money you make and for your retirement are not safe in the banking system. The market could explode at any given moment as the fiat system is reaching its expiration date. As longtime gold and silver advocates, we here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the nation's number one veteran-owned gold and silver dealer specializing in gold IRAs. Whether you want to get precious metals or roll over your retirement into a gold IRA, look no further than Midas Gold. All you need to do is text the word Alphabets to 232-425, and they will take care of what you need.
You're muted.
All right. For this beautiful 2 ounce Michael Flynn coin, Amy Christine.
No way.
Shut up. You picked that.
That's who I picked too.
What are the odds?
And everything.
That so did I. That's crazy. That's crazy. So Amy wild. Christine, God really wanted you to win some silver tonight.
Holy cow. Sure.
What shit? That is crazy. Look, I already wrote, I did too. I wrote the name down too. We didn't plan that. Oh,
that's cool. I like that.
That is very cool.
All right, do this again. We're gonna go. Deborah Sue to you.
Nice. All right. Now, I got another. Keep them coming because I got another ounce too.
I got another ounce as well.
All right.
I'm also going to give away a tumbler.
I'm also going to give away. Look at this, y'all.
Oh, snap.
Hats, snap back.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We're going to start the week off right because we are blessed and highly favored. All right. So, baby. Let's see. BG Mum. BG Mum. BGMUM. Check this out. It is a 1 ounce silver bar with Jesus on the cross.
That's dope. Yeah,
it is dope.
We are going to do Bambi Griffin. Bambi Griffin, you're going to get a 1 ounce silver coin.
Nice. All right, they're still rolling. Keep the hollers rolling, because now I'm going to give a hat away. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, they're rolling. Our Glory. Our Glory. You just won a hat. You just won a hat.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got a tumbler?
I do. I'm going to give away this tumbler. This is from Harley's Doggy Dog World. Their link is down below. If you want to check them out, they can do custom tumblers and all that stuff. You can also use the promo code Alphabets. So it's got the AV. It's white. And then it's got the Jesus arm wrestling. All white. If you want the tumbler, drop a holla.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick somebody for the
first time hearing is she won something.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Last week we picked somebody, it was her birthday.
I love it. We're going to do the cat's meow 724.
Oh, I see some for the flag. So I'm going to pick a name for the flag. Ronnie Villafuerte.
Ronnie.
Ramen Noodles Ronnie. You are in the drawing for May 2nd. Yeah. Now, for those of you who won something tonight, please send us an email at alphavetsmedia@gmail.com. Give us your username, your name, somewhere to send it, and we will get that sent out to you. I got everybody who won last week. All your stuff got mailed out Saturday morning, so you should be getting it this week. And again, thanks to Jen and Lance at God's First Gear for these hats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gear.com. That's again, all the links for everything is below. You can also, if you want to look at everything in a different manner, also all on the website, alphavets.online. You can go ahead and check that stuff out. And
Now this one is a prototype. But this one is mine. Okay. That's mine.
Really?
That belongs to me.
I mean, you could send it to me. It's a pretty cool hat. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I'll get one.
Anyway. Man, that was awesome, dude. We gave some cool stuff away. I like it.
I still got, you know. I like giving. It's fun.
It is. And again, thank you to all of you who donate to this, who help with this community. I just love it. I mean, we're going on a year strong since we started this. I mean, it just seems to keep on rolling. I wonder how many ounces we've done in the last year. I was trying to think of that. Like
I've already looked at like what I've given out of my personal, and I know we've at least doubled or tripled that.
Yeah.
We've given at least 100 ounces out.
I love it, man. I love it. That's awesome. God is good. God is good. Faux show.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I'm super super blessed by the favorite. Can I get some dog food?
It went out in the trash this morning. Went in the trash this morning.
This has been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
Especially just within the last year. You know, it's been so much fun. Met so many good people along the way, made some really good friendships. And obviously we have a great community here. So if you're new here, you know, this stuff is just gonna continue to happen. It's truly tremendous. I love it here. This is, you know, we kind of joke about it when we say you'll never find a show like this. To an extent, not many shows just have God kind of just always present opportunities. And again, everything that we've done, given, it's all Him. So we give Him the glory for everything.
Amen.
And yeah, we just highly appreciate all of you. We really do, for coming out. This is not only fun to come together with everybody and have fellowship. I get to talk to Chris, but it's also like therapy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It keeps me sane, especially going through all this stuff all day for years. Oh my gosh. I'm out of focus.
Keep a focus.
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah. So anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time. 6:30 p.m. Central. And obviously we'll be back Thursday as well. And then we got some time schedules coming up here in the next week where some things are going to be different. I will explain that around Monday or Tuesday, and let you guys know. Anything else, Chris?
Nope. God bless y'all. I love you. Again, head on a swivel. Stay frosty. A little crazy out there. But we are all good. It is
a little crazy.
We got protection. We are blessed and highly favored. We got nothing to fear. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Doesn't mean you can't be careful.
Yeah, that's right. Have a great rest of the night. Holla.
Holla.